Hello, I'm Ewan Spence, and welcome to the first semi-final of the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest. It's the 54th running of the Grand Prix Song Contest for Europe. 42 countries have entered. Five are already through to the grand final. Hosts Russia and the big four of France, Spain, the United Kingdom and Germany. 37 countries remain to sing it off over two semi-finals. 10 go through tonight. 10 will go through on Thursday. The remaining 17, well, they'll be on the first plane home out of Russia. Well, thank you for joining me for the fan commentary, whether it's because you're not quite sure your national broadcaster's host is for you, or whether you're watching online on Eurovision.tv, which doesn't yet have a commentary track. Thank you for joining me. Obviously, you know, we're going to have sync issues, and this is a pre-record, so I'm not going to be able to give you the final results, and we need to get the MP3 in sync. So, what we're going to do is, in a minute, I'm going to play a little beep. And when you hear that beep, pause this MP3 track, okay? When the lights on the magic tree are switched on by the kids, and I know that's a bit of a spoiler, but this is about the only way I can think to work it. When the kids turn on the lights on the magic tree, unpause the MP3 player, we should both be in sync, and I will take you through all 18 songs that we're going to hear tonight, giving you the facts, figures, and fun of the countries, the groups, the artists, and performers behind those songs. And, you know, it might be a second or two out by the time we get to the end, because it is live and anything can happen. And, you know, if somebody slips on stage, I'll see it with you, but I'll, you know, I'm doing this hours and hours in advance, so I won't know. So, do, you know, give me a little bit of forgiveness. You know, it is Eurovision after all. And we always like to push the window of technology. That's what we're doing here. So get ready. Fingers over the pause button. Remember, when the lights and the Christmas tree come on. It's not actually a Christmas tree. It's sort of like a triffid Doctor Who TARDIS growing bit of coral. But when the lights come on, press play again. But for now, hit pause. And there we go. One lit up tree. Thank you for hitting pause on putting it off and starting your MP3 again. Yes, it's the Eurovision Song Contest officially underway. And it is a delight. Well, I say delight. Way to welcome our hosts for the semi-finals. Natalie Volodina and Andrei Malakhov will be taking the stage and introducing 18 songs, all singing it out to win one of the 10 places on offer tonight in the grand final to take place on Saturday, May the 16th. You see them joining the Tolmashevi twins, winners of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest in 2006. And I've got to say, it's a delight to see two Russians coming down from a swan or a horse or a feather or something up there from the stage, descending to the stage. Right, how tonight is going to work, as everything, it all comes down to the public vote. The 18 songs, while each country taking part in tonight's semi-final will be allowed to vote. Two of the big four countries are also going to take part. UK and Germany will also be casting their public vote. The other countries will be voting in semi-final two. Now, out of those votes, the top nine from the public votes, each country, of course, passes over 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point. The top nine countries will be revealed at the end of tonight's show and then given pass into the grand final. A final place will be awarded by the country juries. They will also be casting their votes in each country eligible to take part tonight of 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point. They will all be added up, and the highest country on the jury's final scores that has not yet qualified will be given that 10th place. There are 18 countries taking part tonight. We'll be going through them in order. You're not going to be able to cast your vote in the countries, if you can, until you've heard all 18 songs. You'll be given 15 minutes. And don't worry, you'll get enough of a heads up from myself and our hosts for this evening. Right then, what else do we need to know? Well, you need to know that we're not going to know what the final scores are tonight. We'll just be told the 10 countries that qualify. That's to make sure nobody has an unfair advantage in the final, knowing that they had to be saved by a jury or they're insanely popular around the rest of Europe. Okay, so we're going to hit pause again here in a second for you guys. It will be after the classic postcards that are coming up, 30 seconds between each song, illustrating different countries, not just areas of Russia. So our first Post Garden. Get ready to press pause at the end of this, because that will be when our first song starts, and that is going to be a Montenegro. We'll be opening us up, Andrea Demirovic, and singing Just Get Out of My Life. This song has Eurovision pedigree, as it is written by Ralph Siegel and his partner, who's written 19 different Eurovision songs in the past, and one in last in 1982. So Montenegro joins Germany, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and Montenegro and Malta in using his services, opening us up, Just Get Out of My Life, song number one, Montenegro's Andrea Demirovic. And there we go, the competition is underway. Montenegro there, song number one. If you're able to vote tonight, keep track of the numbers and you'll be able to cast your vote at the end. Right then, song number two. It's a superhero gypsy. I'm not quite sure if the superhero power that I would have is to come up to the Eurovision Song Contest, but it would be to be one of the most successful Czech bands of all time, because that's exactly what Gypsy CZ are. Aven Romale is their track coming up here, which is English, is Come On Gypsies. Czech Republic, not done brilliantly well. Came last in 2007, second last in 2008. This has been chosen internally to see if they can get higher up the table. Song number two. Who? Aven Romale from the Czech Republic. Czech Republic there with Come On Gypsies, Aven Romale. If that takes your fancy, it's song number two. As you can see, Eurovision never restricts itself to single style. A bit of pop dance there to open up with Montenegro, and then switching to a mix of gypsy hip-hop there for song number two. And song number three from Belgium is going to continue that clash of styles. Well, it's difficult explaining Eurovision to the American audience, and I always like to say it's a bit like a big, massive Las Vegas stage show. And the great proponent of that, of course, was Elvis Presley. And, well, this is the closest we're ever going to get. Patrick Ocean is the copycat, an unashamed tribute of rockabilly to the late Elvis Presley and the music of the 50s. Since 2004, Belgium's never qualified from the semi-finals. If you want to help them do that, it's song number three. Get ready for your voting. Here's the copycat. And if you're looking for the copycat to go through to the final, it's song number three. Keep that in mind. We've got 18 songs to get through. You will have a chance to hear all the songs again right at the end. But we're going to carry on now. Song number four with Belarus. Peter Elfimov, inspired by the late Freddie Mercury. And Queen is here singing The Eyes That Never Lie. And certainly not only inspired by rock music, has also said he'd like to play Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar. Well, Andrew Lloyd Webber is going to be here at the end of the week. Maybe Peter can catch up with him then. But one thing you need to catch up on is keep an eye out for Mr. Cashton. He's a Danish cameraman, and he is going to be doing the greatest super push segue shot on a Steadicam you've ever seen. It's about 2 minutes into this song. Watch out for its wonderful staging. Song number four is Belarus. There we go, Belarus, their Eyes That Never Lie. Warned you about that Steadicam shot, didn't I? Right, we're rapidly moving on. We've got a fair number of songs in this first batch before the commercial break. Sweden, well, perennial favourites at Eurovision, have done incredibly well over the years. And this year, I've sent something a little bit different, a little bit more stylish. Malena Ehrman is one of the most internationally acclaimed opera singers from Sweden. Specialises not only that, but also loves singing chanson, cabaret, and jazz, and is member of the Royal Swedish Academy of Music. She is going to be singing in a mix of English and French, and a mix of styles as well. This got a very low jury vote in the Swedish national final, but the public absolutely adored it and have sent it over here to Russia and Moscow. Song number five, La Voix by Malena Ehrman. There we go there, Sweden's entry, far and away different from ABBA, but stylish and wonderful in exactly the same breath. Okay, song number six, our last one before we go to a short commercial break, but stay with me, we'll be going all the way through that, is from Armenia. Very strong song here, Norpar, Yanyan My Dear in English by Inya and Anoush. This is, and we are now, the first use of fire in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So if you are sitting in the front row of the stadium, as I was earlier, it's going to get very, very hot. But other than that, the graduate piano player of the music school in Armenia's Anoush. Inya also graduated studying the violin. This is a wonderful ethnic mix of music. Fantastic showmanship. Song number six, Armenia, Inya, and Anoush. song number 6 there in Armenia, and we need more backing singers with lasers coming out of their fingers and flying over this massive crowd that we have here at the Moscow Olympic Stadium, seating over 16,000 people. This has to be one of the most sumptuous venues we have ever seen for Eurovision. And here, well, if you're not getting a commercial break in your broadcaster, is a little look at the preparations and behind the stage and behind the airport and behind everywhere of how this has all been put together here for the song contest. Now, song contest of Eurovision, you can rearrange that, put them in the right order in your own sentence, is always available online. The official site is Eurovision.tv, where you can set up your own fan profiles and talk with others. There's also an online store there for merchandise, buying the CD and the DVD of the contest that will be out, probably in the next couple of weeks. Also, all the MP3 tracks of all the songs that you hear tonight and in the other semi-finals and the grand final are available for download in MP3 format. Those of you who have Apple's iTunes, you'll be able to find the music there as well. And if you want to talk with me, that's not a problem. We're on Twitter throughout Eurovision. It's at Ewan Spence, EwanSpence. I'm sure there's going to be barrel loads of people chatting about Eurovision on there. Fire me over a question. I will do my best to answer it in text. So we've had 6 songs already. We have another 12 to go in our first semi-final. Remember, 10 of them will qualify for the grand final, 9 of them from a public vote, one of them as the best remaining song that will be chosen by the jury. Getting into that final, of course, is something that the big 4 countries of the United Kingdom, Germany, France and Spain don't have to do. Neither, of course, do Russia as the host. But one country that is looking to get into the semi-finals is Andorra, coming up here, hoping to get through. This is a song performed both in Catalan and English, originally born in Denmark, but now living in Andorra for the last 13 or 14 years, is Susana Giorgi singing La Teva Decisio. Get a life, it's all your decision. She is taking in the 7th spot here with her song for Andorra. And if the rhythm seemed a bit familiar, that's probably because one of her previous hits, Dub I Dub, has been featured in Dance Dance Revolution games throughout the world. Song number 7 from Andorra. Song number 7 there from Suzanne Giorgi and Andorra. Well, we're going to move from that waterlocked island slightly higher to the landlocked mountains of Switzerland. And the highest heights, not only appropriate for the mountainous terrain there, but also the title track from the 10th album of the Lovebugs, one of Switzerland's most successful bands, formed back in 1982. 3 number one albums, 10 studio albums, and they have been eternally selected by Switzerland to fly the flag here at Eurovision. You know, sometimes you just wish that there was a mosh pit right at the front of the stage, because this song, and well, one or two others tonight, would be perfect for it. Song number 8, The Lovebugs and the Highest Heights for Switzerland. Switzerland then are song number 8 in the first semi-final here of the 54th Eurovision Song Contest here in 2009. I knew a 9 came into it somewhere. Anyway, from the snow hills of Switzerland, it's time to raise the temperature a little bit. And not just because of the immense amount of sparks, fire and pyrotechnics that are on offer, but because we're about to move to Turkey. And Doom Tek Tek, from originally Belgian-based Hadis, now, of course, moving in Turkey. She's the first non-Turk to sing for the country in this mix of R&B and Turkish pop music. Hadis is singing for Turkey, and this will probably get most of the crowd in the auditorium up on their feet. It's a fan favourite. It's song number 9 for Turkey. Turkey, there's song number 9. That was the bookies' favourite for a long time, until Norway came along for the actual winning of the entire contest. But first, it has to get itself out of the semi-final. If you're looking to vote for that, once we've heard all 18 songs, then it's song number 9. Well, we've just passed the halfway mark there, and we're switching to Israel to take us into the back 9 songs. Running 10th, Noah and Myra Awad singing There Must Be Another Way. And you will not find a more symmetrical performance on stage than this one. It's like you can draw a line straight down the middle, mirrored on both sides. It's a song emphasizing hope and understanding as the singers relate, and it's through common humanity, not a song of peace, but a call to respect the humanity of others. Myra Awad, of course, being the first Israeli Arab singer to represent Israel, taking the stage here along with Noah, and There Must Be Another Way. Israel, their song number 10. It's gathered a huge amount of press, but it's all about the song here at the Song Contest, honestly. It's back to our hosts for the evening in Russia and our first visit to the Green Room. We'll be heading there a fair number of times throughout the semi-finals and finals. So it's time to get acquainted both with the host and our Green Room correspondent. Remember, of course, it being online, we have lots of other places to chat as well. Twitter.com is one. There's various fan sites as well. We'd always point ourselves, love to point ourselves to esctoday.com and, of course, the main Eurovision.tv site. I shall sit back here for a second and let you enjoy the delights of our Russian hosts. So we're back with the postcards again. Hopefully the timing from the dress rehearsal is reasonably accurate to the timing for the actual live show. Otherwise, we're going to be a second or two out of sync. But anyway, song number 11. I'm sure you can put up with a sync difference if it's there. It's from Bulgaria, Krasimir Avramov. He actually originally trained in pantomime, but discovered his tenor altino voice led him down the path to becoming a singer. I have a sneaky suspicion his pantomime skills have taken part, because this is an ambitious staging here for Bulgaria's song, The Illusion. And for all those of you back in Britain, used to our traditions of pantomime, when the stilt walkers come out, a nice loud shout of, "They're behind you," will suffice. Song number 11 from Bulgaria. Bulgaria there on song number 11 and Vladimir's Illusion. Right then, we're going to be heading on now back up to Iceland. And this delightful song, Is It True, from Johanna. Very simple staging here, although hardcore Eurovision fans may spot some familiar faces in the background, including Friðrik Ómar, who of course is last year's lead singer for Iceland in Euroband, and their backing singer Hera Björk has come back to return as another backing singer. This topped the Icelandic singles charts when it was released. It's song number 12, composed by Oscar Paul Svensson. This is It True? And Johanna. Iceland there, song number 12. And, you know, that's the sort of song that gets a round of applause in the press room here, but there we go. Moving on. Remember I said earlier that it would be nice if Eurovision sometimes had a mosh pit? Well, song number 13 from Macedonia, By Next Time, is one of those songs that would really have benefited from that. Something That Will Remain, or The Sweetest Thing That Will Remain, the translation isn't perfect, but it's Nesto Stokice Ostani, won its national final by 1 point. But since then, has been rocked up just a little bit more since then. They are playing 13th. Song number 13 is Macedonia's Next Time, Nesto Sto Je Ostane. Let your power chords ring out. Macedonia there, taking up song number 13. Well, we had Elvis right at the top of the show here at Eurovision. That was always as close to having John Bon Jovi on stage as well. Anyway, shall we move on? What other cultural icons can we take from America? How about That opening shot from Charlie's Angels. It's going to be hiding here, probably in an unintentional homage, as Romania takes in song 14, Hell is Your G and the Balkan Girls. Well, Helena has made her singing debut when she was 3 years old. Singing with her mother launched a solo career in 2006, and 3 years later, here in 2009, flying the flag for Romania here at the stage of the Moscow Olympic Stadium. Song number 14 is from Romania. Romania there, and the Balkan Girls. That's what the one you want to vote for. Then remember, it's song 14. You'll have a recap, and then if your country is taking part in the semi-finals tonight, or you're in the United Kingdom or Germany, you'll be able to take part in that phone vote. Okay, north we shall go to Finland. And Wildo's people, they're losing control here with an impressive song which topped the Finnish charts after a release in mid-December. And this is probably the most inventive use of fire that we're going to see tonight, with some Diablo work on stage along with lead singer Marko Räikkönen. He's already had 4 gold albums with his bands, and he's now happy to show the world that the other kind of music is available from Finland, not just rock and metal. Song 15 from Finland, Waldo's people lose control. Waldo's people there taking up song 15 here in the first semi-final of the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest. Remember, it's 10 to qualify, 9 from a public vote, 1 from the jury vote. We've got 3 songs to go tonight, and shall we head back into the green room? And we are back with the postcards. Of course, all of them this year featuring the 2008 Miss World. Russian naturally Senya Sukhanova is introducing all the countries. Our final 3 countries tonight, just to keep your tally charts right, we've got Portugal, Malta, and Bosnia and Herzegovina will be taking up the final 3 places. Portugal now, not very good at Eurovision, entered back in the 60s, never placed higher than 6th. They finally got out of their semi-final last year. The question is, will Florida Lee continue that and make it 2 years in a row? Song 16, Todas as Ruas do Amor, All the Streets of Love from Florida Lee. Song 16 there from Portugal, looking to qualify out of this first semi-final into the final on Saturday, May the 16th, which of course will be available online, Eurovision.tv for streaming and through your national broadcaster if you're part of the EBU where you are. Right then, back into our islands now from Malta. Ciara is going to be the singer here, making her 3rd appearance at the Eurovision Song Contest. Back in 1998, she came 3rd. Narrowly, well, she was sitting in the lead until the very last round, and then dropped to 3rd. She returned again in 2005 and took 2nd place. Will the maths and progression hold up for Malta this year? Well, that remains to be seen. But now, Ciara and What If We, marking her 3rd appearance here at Eurovision with song number 17 for Malta. Ciara there with Malta's song. It's song number 17, composed by Mark Palahniuk, and lyrics by Gregory Bilson. Is that going to be the one that takes Malta that final step? Well, that's for Europe to decide once they've been through all the songs, and we're nearly through all the songs in the semi-final tonight. Going to finish up with Bosnia and Herzegovina. This is the band Regina, formed back in 1990. Well, of course, in Sarajevo, was still part of Yugoslavia. The Civil War broke up the band and various other things, but they were formed with their original lineup in 2006. Regina have brought Bistra Voda here to Eurovision. It's clear water, and if anybody wants to know what Tony Scott's been up to since doing his hero poses in films like Gladiator, I suspect he's had a hand in this one as well. Close to the end. But anyway, we're right at the end. It's our last song, song 18, from Bosnia and Herzegovina, Regina's Bistra Voda. And there we go, there's your songs, 18 of them, finishing up there with Bosnia and Herzegovina and their Bistra Voda. 18 songs, well, that's it. 9 of them are going to go through in a public vote, 1 of them through in the jury vote, and the other 8, well, they're on the first plane out of Moscow and back home. It's time to welcome back our Russian host as they are about to open up the voting lines. You'll have 15 minutes if you are one of the countries taking part in tonight's semi-final, or if you're in the United Kingdom or Germany. Those 20 countries will be able to vote. The other 22 countries, of course, will be taking part in semi-final 2's voting, which happens on Thursday in 2 days' time. You've got time. You're going to have 2 chances to go through all the songs again, all little snippets from all 18 tracks that you've heard tonight, so do be aware of that. As for the reaction to the winners and everything, well, naturally I can't do that on a pre-record, so you will be able to join all my thoughts. Best place for that would be Twitter, twitter.com/EwanSpence. Feel free to drop me a line or keep an eye on the Eurovision hashtag there for all the discussions. If you've got a favourite in there, do make sure you vote for them. Lots of discussion. Thank you very much for joining me in this first fan commentary from the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest. Assuming this experiment is a success, I will be back on Thursday with the second commentary and the second semi-final. All gearing up for those 25 countries in our grand final on Saturday, May the 16th, here from the Moscow Olympic Stadium. It is time for me to bid you adieu as the phone lines open. You've got 15 minutes to get your votes in. Remember, 10 countries go through. We don't know which of them will be the 9 from the public or the 1 from the jury, nor the scores. Well, we actually will do, but not until after the grand final. 10 to go through, 8 to go home. Time for me to put the microphone down. I shall catch you online. Catch you at the next semi-final. My name's Ewan Spence. Thank you very much for listening.